And after he had paralysis, well, some of them said, why don't you just make toast? I said, he'd rather have biscuit. We had to feed him, but I made him biscuit as long as he could eat his breakfast, and he was blessed to be where he could eat. And I made biscuits for him right at 60 years. Every morning that I got up, when I was able to get up, I made biscuit. So he eat it.
Yeah.
If he wasn't sick.
Uh-huh. And then what would you do to your house?
I would go and milk the cows.
Uh-huh.
Turn the cows out. Feed them if it was necessary. Then I would feed my chickens. And I'd come in and I'd clean up my table. And then I'd come to my bedrooms and clean them up.
I see. And the thing that you sweep with, you call that the...
Sweep with. Call that the broom.
Okay. If the broom were right there and the door was open like it is, so you couldn't see the broom, you'd say that the broom was...
Behind the door.
Okay. And years ago, on Monday, women usually did what kind of work?
Well, I want to tell you about the brooms. We use bought brooms now, and back when I was a girl, when I first started housekeeping, well, a broom, they call it broom sage, growed up in the fields and the fence corners and things like that. And we'd get out and we'd wring this broom straw and we'd tie it up in bundles and make brooms. And that's what we used to sweep our floor with, would be little brooms made from the broom straw that growed in the field. We didn't know what a bought broom was. And we, whenever we would scrub our floor and go to rinse the floor, we didn't have no mops, nor we didn't have any thing except these brooms. We'd use a used broom where it would be stubby, like at the end where it would rinse that floor and that water off. And another thing, when we scrubbed the wood, we wanted the floor pretty. And we would get some pretty white sand and put it with our soap powder or old lye soap and mix it together and sprinkle it around on the floor and take an old scrub that was made of chucks.
Uh-huh.
And it was about a 6x12 with a handle to it, and it had big holes. And so we would wet these chucks and wring them together and stick them in these holes, and that would put the chokes, just a mat of chokes together, and that's what we used to rub the floor, and we'd rub that floor till the plank would be so pretty and white. And then we'd take these little brooms and rinse the soapy water off. And if you left a streak, it certainly showed too that wasn't rinsed good.
How's that?
Because it would look dingy, it looked dark. It showed that it wasn't. It would show that dirty water wasn't. It wasn't swept off when it got dry. It would show.
What did you call that when you do that to the floor?
We call that scrubbing.
Uh-huh.
We had to scrub. And everybody drank water out of a water bucket.
Uh-huh.
They had a dipper. A wood water bucket, and had a dipper in this water bucket, and everybody drank out of this dipper. There wasn't such things as separate drinking cups. Everybody drank. Well, once every week, my mother taught me, and that's what I had to do, take this bucket and carry it out and get soap and sand and give it a good scrubbing, and the water bucket and dipper were just as pretty and clean, bright as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have our homemade chairs. We didn't have them varnished and stained. And we had to scrub